Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as we focus on a very special family that we're trying to support right now. Lori Wade sent me a message about her grandsons who were born twins. Unfortunately, we lost one of the grandsons to prune belly syndrome, and Channing and Kelsey right now need our support as Riley is at home and working to have his lungs build to be able to breathe on his own. There's some real difficult times right now that the family's facing. Lori, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely. Let's talk about going back to when your daughter was pregnant with the twins. When did they find out there was an issue?
They found out actually a week after we had done the gender reveal. So, you know, we were on cloud nine for a week, excited as we could be to have two boys. Kelsey went in for just a normal checkup. They saw something on the ultrasound that concerned them, and then they sent them to Texas Children's in Houston.
And from there, the medical team was trying to save both babies at this point. And as I mentioned, prune belly syndrome, had you heard of that before?
Never, no. We were a little shocked and, you know, a little scared. But we knew that Texas Children's was one of the best, and we were glad that they were in their hands at that point in time.
I've actually had guests on the show who their children had prune belly syndrome, so it's something that has come across my radar before. To articulate this to listeners, the baby's stomach muscles are not as strong as they should be, and that causes the baby to be unable to urinate. The bladder gets dangerously large because of the situation, and those doctors in Texas were trying to drain the bladder to try to save the baby's life.
Right, exactly.
And that's what was happening to Logan. Was the same thing happening to Riley at the same time?
No. Everything for Riley was very viable. He did not have any concerns while we were looking at all this with Logan. And that's probably the hardest part, because, you know, with doctors, they look at Riley as a viable one. Some hard decisions would have had to be made had the pregnancy gone any longer. So,
absolutely. And here we are right now with Riley at home requiring oxygen and constant care. Who's having to take that role right now to be able to provide that care to Riley?
Kelsey is. She's not gone back to work. She was actually put on light duty and ended up going to somewhat bed rest from probably April. And Channing's had to go back to work, of course. So Kelsey's home. You know, she's with him 24/7. She's just a good little mama, and she meets all his needs as best she can.
And just to imagine what Kelsey has gone through to have the twin boys and the high expectations for everything to go well, and then having to travel to Texas, losing Logan, and then bringing Riley home and this constant care that has to be given, I can imagine that it's a very difficult situation for Kelsey. But as you say, she's stepping up to the task. She's able to handle the responsibility, but that's a lot to have on a person emotionally to deal with all at once.
Yes, it definitely is. Lately, she's been able to go out with some friends during the day. Channing said, go get your nails done, get your hair done, go spend, you know, a lunch with your friends. And so she's had a couple of those opportunities in the most recent future here. And so I was really excited to hear Channing step up and encourage her to do that.
How has it been for you as a grandmother? I know you're having to watch your daughter go through this struggle, and you're going to do whatever you can to try to help. What's been your experience through all of this that's happened?
It's been the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. The day that they were born was a rough day for all of us. And now that she's home, you know, we just Chelsea's one of these that she wants to do everything on her own. So we just have to constantly let her know that we're available to her, that we will do anything and anything we can do anytime and support her. And if that means that we go pick up a prescription or we bring up dinner, you know, we're just trying to let her know that everybody's here to support her.
And I will say this, I'm familiar with the community there in Killen, and there are a lot of people who are very supportive in that area who would be there for Channing and Kelsey both and your family during this time. What have you seen as far as the support from church family community?
It's been overwhelming. They have just stepped up. They did a GoFundMe, and they met the goal in like 4 days. The people that have reached out and want to be a part of this market we're having on Saturday, it's just astounding to me. But, you know, I always knew the goodness and the kindness in this community, so it shouldn't have been a surprise to me, because I do know how this community is.
We're going to talk about this fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday. I'm glad that we can talk today so that we go ahead and get the word out about Riley's Market. But we'll talk about this in another segment. If you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation, Lori, okay?
All right.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Lori Wade. She is helping her daughter, her son-in-law, and her grandbaby Riley, as they need financial support. This family needs support, and it sounds like Kelsey's one of those who will take on the world if she can. And right now, we can support this family, and they're accepting of this help. So I hope that you'll stick with us as we talk about this fundraiser that's coming up this Saturday. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad
Welcome back to the show. Right now, I have with me Lori Wade. She reached out to me a few days ago, and we talked about her situation with her daughter, Kelsey, and the twins. And unfortunately, we lost Logan, but we have Riley with us, who is under constant care on oxygen. And Channing, Kelsey's husband, had to go back to work. And right now, the family's had to make a lot of adjustments, from traveling out to Texas to getting treatment out there, then going back to UAB, getting treatment there. And it's been one of those, you've heard this before on the show, where we have families that have bounced around trying to get care and trying to get help. And it's really sprung on families immediately. It's an immediate situation. And I don't think any of us are really prepared for anything like this. But now Kelsey's back at home and she's taking care of her baby. And we hope that as you're listening, you're thinking about ways that you can help. We've got an opportunity on Saturday through Riley's Market. I'd like to welcome back Lori Wade to the show. Welcome back, Lori.
Thanks, Mark.
We talked about the community and the great support that you've had so far, and a willingness to accept support is a big thing for a lot of families that I talk to. It's not something that families are necessarily ready to have a lot of people help them, because a lot of people want to do things themselves, be independent. But there is a time when we need that help and we need to be open to receiving that help. And it sounds like right now Channing and Kelsey are ready to receive that support.
Yes. You know, while they do have medical insurance for Riley, there's, you know, he sees so many specialists now. He has, it seems like, a doctor's appointment almost every week. And I'm sure getting those bills in has been overwhelming for the two of them.
What you shared with me, Lori, is an event called Riley's Market. And the market is in support of the DeLuna family, and they're going to be teas, baked goods, food trucks, and more, donations accepted at the door. How did this get organized, Lori?
This was organized by Lisa McDougall. Her son is one of Channing's best friends, and she's just an amazing lady. What all she has done is just, it's blown us away. You know, she got all this set up with very little assistance, but we've all reached out and wanted to help her get the market to a position where it's going to be a great, great avenue for them to get the money that they need for these medical bills.
Lori, I think it's incredible some of the people out there who are able to put efforts like this together. It's like they're made for this. You get people who just, they're ready to step up and they know that there's a need and they want to fill that need. And it sounds like she's one of those people.
Yes, most definitely. And she's just such a blessing to our family.
So I mentioned some of the activities. What all are you aware of as far as the support that's going into this effort? How many different food trucks, and tell us about what you know about this effort on Saturday.
From what I know right now, there are going to be about 30 vendors, all different areas. So there's probably going to be something for everyone. We've gotten a lot of donations from businesses. Some of them are some really nice things, and we're going to have some silent auctions around those. They will be accepting donations at the door. And we just would love you to come out and support them.
Well, it sounds like a great effort, and I'm always glad to be able to spread the word. As we're talking about the location of Riley's Market, it's at 201 J.C. Malden Highway, Killen, Alabama, at the Killen Methodist Church. And this is to support the DeLuna family. That's Channing, Kelsey, and Riley, with all the different things that we've described. Donations, of course, are accepted at the door if someone wants to donate. It sounds like the GoFundMe was successful, as you mentioned earlier, and contributions, I know, will continue to be helpful as Kelsey has to stay at home with Riley and take care of that responsibility. And I know she is proud to do that as a mother, but at the same time, being able to help Channing and Kelsey during this time without her being able to go and work is very important to your family.
Yeah, most definitely. And if you can't come out Saturday, the GoFundMe is still up. And we've set another goal actually on that page. And if you go to Riley's Market, the actual page on Facebook, you can access that GoFundMe.
Excellent. That's helpful. So go to Riley's Market. Is that a group or a page on Facebook?
It's, I think it's a group.
Okay. Excellent. Is that open to the public?
Yes, it is.
Terrific. Lori Wade, I appreciate you reaching out to me about this effort, and I'm glad to be able to share this with our listeners and to get their support for your family. And, of course, your family will continue to be in our prayers as Kelsey and Channing are raising up Riley and doing the best they can to take care of a situation that, like I said earlier, a lot of families are not expecting. This is not something that we're necessarily prepared for, but Kelsey's quickly turned into a nurse for Riley and taking great care of him. And so we do want to recognize her and what she's doing as a mom, and Channing getting out there working as a dad and doing the best he can.
Yeah, they amaze me with all they do. They're just, if you were to meet them, they're just the sweetest little family, and you can't help but fall in love with them.
People can go to Riley's Market between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, November the 4th, again at 201 J.C. Malden Highway in Killen, Alabama. And it's been a real pleasure to have you here, Lori Wade, and thinking about you all as you've gone through this difficult time. And I hope that the support continues to encourage you and your family as you go through this, and that Riley is able to get stronger every day, and that things will go in a really good direction for your family.
We appreciate that so much, Mark.
All right, Lori, you take care. I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, You want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.